And now it's time for Church Chat.
Settle. Let's just settle down. All right, hello, I'm the church lady, and this is Church Chat. Well, there's been so much going on. We have so much to talk about tonight, so let's just get right to it. All righty. My first guest is the Reverend Pat Robinson, a former Christian broadcaster, whose memory's gotten just a little bit fuzzy about his role as a televangelist. Just who is Patrick? Presidential candidate or Satan worshiper? You be the judge. Welcome, Patrick.
Thank you, church lady, for letting me come on your show and settle it once and for all. I'm a presidential candidate and not a televangelist.
Well, have we ever heard of a little thing called the 700 Club?
Well,
I guess that doesn't count. Huh?
That show was basically a Judeo-Christian news show. And I was more a telejournalist than I ever was a televangelist.
So we just put the Electoral College right ahead of the Bible College, don't we? Just push Jesus aside and go right for the Satan vote.
Well, the issue is really not my religion. It's leadership. We learn the whereabouts of those TWA hostages and all about those Soviet missiles in Cuba, but no one chooses to believe me.
And what else do we think we know, Pat?
Well, there is just so much that we aren't told about Afghanistan and the UFOs or the fact that Hitler's brain is being kept alive in Paraguay.
Well, isn't that special? Patrick, well, I think we need some quiet time. Why don't we just scooch on down and think about what we said and if we made any sense at all? We're just a little too happy, aren't we? Yeah. We like ourselves, don't we, Patrick? Okay, let's just calm down. Okay, now it's time for my next guest, who is also, coincidentally, a former televangelist who's had a very exciting week. And I'm sure he'll have lots and lots of good things to share with us. Please welcome the Reverend Jimmy Swaggart.
I am a sinner. I have sinned against you.
Wow, what a newsflash. Now, you just relax, Jimmy. No one's going to judge you. Let's just, Jimmy, look at me. Look at me. Jimmy, look at me. Young man, look at me. Now, we've been naughty, haven't we? Let's just start right from the beginning. What happened? You're getting a little gooey stuff on my desk, sir.
Church lady, I'm not going to whitewash it. I let my church down, and I let my family down.
And then we let something else down, like our trousers.
Now, we never had intercourse. The only thing that took place were pornographic acts.
So we didn't fornicate. How convenient. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Maybe I don't watch MTV. But what exactly are pornographic acts?
They are grievous chasms of torturous hellfire sin.
I see. And exactly whose chasm were we sinning in?
Debbie's.
Debbie. Well, I see we remember her name. And who could have led us into that chasm, Jimmy? Who was behind the wheel of our Lincoln Town car when we drove into the Crazy Eight Motel? Who could could it be? Who could it be? I just can't imagine who. Could it be Satan?
Now, a church lady, it was not Satan. It was George Bush. He's behind the whole thing.
Zip it, Pat. Clamp it down. Give Mr. Mouth a rest. Here, we're closing. There, we're happy. Now, Jimmy, yeah, dab away. Don't let me stop you. Just dab, dab, dab. Now, during the PTL scandal, what was it? I forgot. What was it that you called Jim Baker?
I said Jim Baker was a cancer on the body of the church.
Well, what's that make us, a pious pastor?
Church lady, I know I've fallen from my lofty perch, and I'm asking your forgiveness.
And now, what do we want to be forgiven for? I just can't. Oh, I remember. We want to be forgiven for checking into a motel with a prostitute who danced naked on the dresser while we sat in bed with little Jimmy out of his pulpit. And now we say we're sorry. How convenient.
Church lady, I think you're being a little tough on Jimmy. Now, he is a victim. A political victim of the vice president.
I'm not a victim. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner.
You are kneeling again. Oh, forgiveness.
Boys. I'm a sinner. Excuse me. Excuse me. I hate to break up this little love fest. We got a show to do. Forgive me for interrupting. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not your strong suit, forgiveness. Now, Jimmy, I understand you're going to go through a little rehabilitation. Now, I would like to start you right now with a little church chat rehabilitation of my own, all right? So give me your hand. Give me your hand. There you go. Close your eyes, okay? Now, Jimmy, let's imagine a nice pair of hot, tingling, bulbous buttocks, okay? They're practically on fire. Can you see them?
Yes.
They're thrusting and releasing, thrusting and releasing.
Yes, thrusting and releasing.
Yes, are we thinking about it?
Yes.
Stop! Too bad I wasn't at the Crazy Eight Motel to do that.
Thank you, church lady. I deserve that.
Too bad. Well, you know, maybe we've been a little harsh on you, Jimmy. You know, when I'm down, when things aren't going too well in my life, I like to sing just a little song to cheer me up. Pat, you want to join in? Pearl, can we have the music, please? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come on, Jimmy, you're not joining in. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. Take it, Jimmy.
If you're happy and you know it, and you know it, and you know it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Well, I think we all feel better. Hit it, Pearl.
This has been Church Chat with the Church Lady.
Bright or I do this, Sam. I know. It's all wrong. By rights, we shouldn't even be here. But we are. It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad had happened? But in the end, it's only a passing thing. The shadow. Even darkness must pass. A new day will come. And when the sun shines, it'll shine out the clearer. Those were the stories that stayed with you. That meant something. Even if you were too small to understand why. But I think, Mr. Frodo, I do understand. I know now. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going. Because they were holding on to something. What are we holding on to, Sam? There's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo. And it's worth fighting for.
Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
early this morning, that big dog belonging to Dustman were found dead as a doornail. Had its throat tore away.
Tore away?
Aye. By some savage claw, they say.
Count Dracula.
Good evening. Miss Seward.
Good evening, Count.
Dr. Seward. Miss Van Helsing. My savior. I trust you're feeling improved.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I don't think she looks well at all.
Well, perhaps a trifle pale.
Count Dracula, we haven't actually met.
Yes, Jonathan Harker, my new English solicitor. I have enjoyed our correspondence.
And I too, I must say.
I must thank you for finding me an extraordinary house here in Whitby.
It's a pleasure.
I'm sorry, but I don't see how anyone, except possibly Milo Renfield, could spend even a day at Carfax Abbey.
A house, Miss Seward, cannot be made habitable in a day. And after all, how few days go to make up a century?
Sorry, I don't understand.
I am of an old family. To live in a new house would be impossible for me.
I got dinner hot, if anybody cares.
I care, Mr. Swales. Come on, Liz.
Come along, Count. Food.
Miss Van Helsing. It is difficult for me to express precisely, but there seemed to be a doom over the ship from the moment we left Varna.
Count, some wine. You haven't,
No, thank you, Doctor. I never drink wine.
Before you arrived, we were looking at the ship's log.
It wasn't lost at sea.
No. The very last entry was a strange word. A word that Mina thought meant undead.
Undead?
Yes. Nosferatu.
Ah, it means not dead.
You were right.
No, with your permission, and all due respect to Miss Van Helsing. Yes, I'm quite finished. Thank you. There is a distinction. The words not dead, you see, carry the simple meaning.
Dead. Undead. I don't care. They all frighten me. Oh, I love to be frightened.
Do you?
guys take a walk. Will you go in the bathroom and bring me a towel? You hear about the oranges, Lily?
You mean the insurance framus?
Tell me about the oranges, Lily. Probably put those in the towel.
You hit a person with the oranges wrapped in a towel. They get big, ugly-looking bruises. But they don't really get hurt, not if you do it right. It's for working scams against insurance companies.
And if you do it wrong?
It can louse up your insides. You can get...
What?
Permanent damage.
You never shit right again. Bring me the towel.
as a child, rose as light, tried to reveal what I could feel. I am nothing. You just won't leave me alone.
There's a colored boy in your Christmas cart.
Could generate a lot of heat. A 52nd Street. Oh, oh. A 52nd Street. We're gonna have a little soul parade. Before they know the second bar was played, we're gonna slip it to them short and sweet on 52nd Street. We'll be right back.
Очевидно, ключ.
Поцелуй меня в жопу.
Do you know what this key open?
Looks like a key to a locker to me. Why don't you ask your bud?
You try.
Where is the locker that this key opens?
Jebi svoju mamu zanicu.
What do you say?
He say, go and kiss your mother's behind.
Thank you.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
You know what it is that frightens ants the most? It's not the anteater, and it's not the steamroller. No, wait, it is the steamroller. I got mixed up.
Send you to your father. You will take what is yours, and then you will be king. No spear, no sword, no arrow, No lance, no blade, no weapon forged by man will harm you whilst you wear this armor.
Any message for your dear brother, my father?
You are my message.
I have come to claim what is mine, Father.
Show yourself. I cannot give you the land. Only my love.
That's the only thing of yours I don't want. The Quest Knights have failed. They're all dead. You are dead too. I shall come back and take Camelot by force.